Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am not bad at all. Listen, first of all, congratulations on being selected. You must be uber excited.
Yeah, thank you.
So how did all of this happen? How did you find out that you were going to be going off and you're part of Team GB?
Well, I competed in the British Championships in April, and we were competing who could win the juniors, and in one 200 event, and whoever did got nominated to go to this event. So.
Wow. Okay. That is exciting.
How exciting must it be? The question I always wonder when I hear someone's been picked to represent their country, that something like, have you got all your kit yet? Your tracksuit and your swimming costume. Have you got all that gear yet?
No, not yet. But we're getting it on the 21st of July, so before we go.
Very good. Your mum and dad must be, or your parents, your family must be very proud of you for what you've achieved, because this is pretty special.
Yeah, they're really proud and excited.
I would imagine that there's a lot of effort that's had to go in here, Charlotte. You've been swimming for a number of years now. Have you just turned 14, or you just turned 14 this month, don't you?
I'm 14 today.
Happy birthday!
Oh, Matt, have you brought the... Hold on. Have you brought the cakes? Have you brought the cakes in?
Yeah, where's the cake?
Oh, I feel we should
Your
sing
silence
happy birthday.
Speaks volumes.
I feel we should sing. Now, this is not what we normally ask an Olympic athlete.
That's true, yeah.
What did you get for your birthday?
Yeah, what did you get?
I haven't really got opened anything yet.
What?
Oh, I can't believe that. Have you been up and training already this morning?
No, but I went yesterday.
And so what time do you have to get up to go training? And how long do you train for in the morning?
I get up at 4 to start at 5 and I train for 2 hours.
Whoa! Who gets up with you to take you there then? Who takes you there?
My dad.
Your dad.
Oh,
marvellous.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is fantastic, isn't it? I would imagine that the support you get from your family is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really great. They're all really supportive.
What are you most looking forward to then about being a part of Team GB?
Racing and competing for GB and just meeting new people.
Do you know any of the guys in the team, or is it going to be a whole new experience?
I know one girl who I train with, Rebecca Clines.
Okay, good.
Very good.
That's all right. It's nice if you know someone in there already, isn't it? It's always nice.
Yeah.
Now, am I right in thinking you've been swimming competitively since you were about 9? So at what point did you think, hang on, I'm pretty good at this. I am pretty fast.
I don't know.
Were you just like streets ahead of everybody else you were swimming against?
Yeah, a bit.
She's very modest, Dan.
You are
she's
very
not
modest.
Show off like us. She's
you're,
very
yeah,
modest.
No, you're very modest. You're very
you
modest
know,
about
she's,
it.
She's working hard, and I mean, what's your ambition? What do you want to? Do you want to be a swimmer? Is that what you want to do once you've finished your studies and everything?
Yeah, I'd like to compete in the Senior Olympic Games.
Yeah.
In 2020.
2020, is that's the target, is it? 2020?
Yeah.
That's exciting. In fact, we're going to be talking in about 45 minutes. We're going to be talking to Adam Peaty. Yeah, he's going to be joining us. If you were going to ask Adam Peaty a question or a bit of advice, what would you ask him, Charlotte?
How does he swim so fast?
How does he swim so fast? Right, well, we'll ask him that.
We will.
We'll
yeah,
ask him that.
Will.
And we'll tell him it's you that's asked it as well, okay?
Mm.
So we will ask him that. This is amazing.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
Because when I was 14, what I generally did was eat loads of sweets.
Yep, snap.
Stay in, not do enough exercise. I mean, I'm talking to a proper athlete. Are you allowed to eat sweets, Charlotte? This is a big question I want to know.
Yeah. You still have sweets?
In moderation.
What's your favourite sweets? Yeah. I'm a fan of Mauham pinballs myself.
Oh, I'm a strawberry laces man, me.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Not sure. What is your mum? Your mum's there. You're not allowed to say. Are you? Right. You've got them all hidden under your bed, haven't
we
you?
We know. It's sherbet dib dab. We know.
Sherbet dib dab.
Oh, you remember that?
Marvellous.
There was the stuff.
Charlotte, so when do you go away then? When do you travel to Hungary? When does it all start? Your big adventure?
The 22nd of July.
So what? Just over 2 weeks away then?
Yeah.
A lot of hard work, or is all the hard work done now? You're just building up to tournament? Because I guess your training varies, doesn't it, depending upon what you've got coming up?
Yeah, at the moment it's really hard and it's building up a bit, but in a few weeks we're going to, like, narrow it down so it's a bit easier and we'll have mornings off. So.
Well, that's not too bad, is it, really?
What have your school chums said about this, then?
They're really excited for me. And really proud.
Very good. Well, I'm really excited for you as well. I can't imagine what it's like being 14 today.
I know.
And you're going to these games. It's unbelievable.
Just unbelievable. I'd imagine, yeah, because your school, is it John Fisher Catholic Voluntary Academy you go to?
Yeah.
And you're going to school today? You've got to go to school on your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a little cough. You could go and see Spider-Man Homecoming or something.
Yeah.
I think that's probably an idea.
She's going to be an Olympic athlete. You can't lead her astray.
All right, maybe not.
Getting her doing naughty
things. I'm sorry.
She's an athlete. She's highly disciplined, not like me and you.
So, Charlotte, it's your birthday today. Are you going out for a lovely birthday meal later? What are your parents doing for you a bit later on?
I'm just going training and then to the gym after training, so...
Wow. Now, that's dedication on your birthday.
That's professionalism. That's what
training
that is.
This afternoon.
Yes. Very good.
That is
very
fantastic. Good. Listen, Charlotte, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. It's been an absolute delight. And we both wish you the absolute best over in Hungary. Will you come back on after you come back from Hungary and tell us how you've done?
Absolutely.
Oh, brilliant. Oh,
Charlotte,
that's super.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And we wish you all the best for your travels and may all your sporting dreams come true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take care, Charlotte. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.